Because once I had obtained my visa, my preparation to come to this country became very serious, and eventually I obtained my tickets for the on the boat. I remember it was the Cunard Line Britannic period before leaving Hamburg. I visited my sister Hannah, who still lived in Breslau. Strain, because of the way things were politically with the rising of Hitler, sure when and where we would see each other again. Okay. Boat was leaving from England, about say. So we had to go from Hamburg, train to a place in Holland, and then take the ferry from Holland to England. I still remember the train trip from Hamburg to Holland. And of course when passport control at the border took place by immigration officers going through the train and checking our passports. And I still remember that next to the immigration offices were the SS officers. Fortunately, my papers were in order, and sudden, you're free. And it was a tremendous relief.
That was crossing at what border? From where to where?
I think from Germany to Holland.
To Holland?
I think so.
It sounds like that there was a lot of fear as you were taking the train and getting to the border that I guess anything could happen,
well,
they would find your papers weren't in order.
It was certainly living in Germany and with the status of the Jews as you were in Germany, one realized that until you really passed the border and were outside Germany, then you really knew that you were free. Because before that you never, the status of the Jews being practically without protection, you never knew what possibly could have happened to still disturb the whole setup.